Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngikubingelele mlaleli igameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha, ubingelelwa imusizo wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokholwa. We thank God obe nathi, uNkulunkulu ohambe nathi kwaze kwaba lana. This is the second week of January. Oh my God, the Lord is faithful, the Lord is good, the Lord is kind. UNkulunkulu usiphethe kahle, athi amatsonga warihlayisa. Usiphethe kahle, usimakade. You know, he is so faithful ngaso sonke isikhathi eimpilweni zethu. Sisakhuluma ngesihloko esithi preparing for 2025. And last week sesabheka ukuthi you need to understand your spiritual authority. Ngiyaqhubeka ngaloko namhlanje, but today I want to emphasize the fact that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. That is your rank. Number one, I want to establish ukuthi lithizwe kaNkulunkulu, you were made in the image and the likeness of God. Wena, you were made in the image and the likeness of God. God is a spirit. And uze uthu Jesu, and they that worship him, they worship him in spirit and in truth. So we connect with God spirit to spirit. That's why we are able to leave our flesh here and go and be reunited with our God in heaven. Izulu likhona bathandekayo. Likhona izulu for thina laba esimkholwayo uNkulunkulu and esihlanzwe ngegazi lika Jesu elithi izulu kaNkulunkulu amagama ethu alotshiwe encwadini zokuphila. Likhona izulu and ukhona uNkulunkulu. Heaven is a place. Yes, heaven is a state, like we always say, but it also is a place. It is a place that we go to. Sise sengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. And uJesu uthi, our Father who art in heaven. So, namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi wena wenzwe ngomfanekiso wakhe. UNkulunkulu, you are like God, and God also gave you authority. Phezu kwayo yonke imimoya. Ngicela ukuthi sifunde lana in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. And so funda verse 19. No verse 20, no verse 21. Iti Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19, 20, and 21. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, 20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age which is to come. 22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ngifuna ukuthi wazi namhlanje ukuthi you are part of the body of Christ, and Christ has been exalted far above principalities and powers. Masifunda the book of Ephesians chapter 6, you know, from verse 12, liyasho ukuthi thina asilwi nenyama negazi, but we fight against principalities, against powers, against rulers, against spiritual host of wickedness in high places. So we are wrestling. What are these principalities now? These principalities, batandikayo, when we study the Bible, we find ukuthi these are the fallen angels, Ezawa no Lucifer, that are occupying different territories here on earth. And that's why if you go to different countries, they serve different gods. Other gods are made with hands and whatever. Utoguti, they've got like four hands and whatever. You know, my assumption is that those gods are the replica of these fallen angels, Ezkona Konala. Others are occupying the waters, others are occupying the mountains and all of that. But lithizwe likaNkulunkulu thina, we've been given authority over principalities, over powers, over rulers and spiritual hosts of wickedness, because we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Usangena ku 2025, ngena nalo mqondo ukuthi I am seated with Christ in heavenly places. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You are sitting next to him because you are a member of his body, and Christ is seated on the right hand side of the Father. Let me prove it to you. If you read the book of Revelation, lithizwe likaNkulunkulu, I believe it's Revelation chapter 3. Lithi, to him who overcomes, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, just as I overcame and I am set with my Father in his throne. Thina sibekelwe ukuthi sibuse kanye naye. That's why umhlabelelo wesizulu uthi kuyobongwa namaqhawe aphiwe nemiqhele abuse njalo njalo nenkosi yamakhosi. Sibusa manje futhi siyobusa kuze kube kunaphakade nenkosi yamakhosi esingumzimba wakhe enguKristu Jesu. Mamela, you are very privileged to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you are also privileged to be in a covenant with him, to be united with him, because it gives you that status in the spirit realm. Lalela, there is no spirit ezokunqoba wena uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu understand the authority yakho ezweni likamoya. If you understand ukuthi lisho ukuthini izulu likaNkulunkulu malithi lana, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, because all things have been subdued under us. Principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual host of wickedness, all these fallen angels have been subdued under us. If ungumntana kaNkulunkulu understand izwi likaNkulunkulu, I want you to know ukuthi that is, you know, God has given you that authority. Asifunde manje uLuke chapter 10 verse 19, simkhothile last week, sizomfunda futhi today. Lithi, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Any version, it nothing shall by any means harm you. Lithizwe kaNkuluNkulu asikho isikhali sibazelwa wena esiyophumelela. Akusho ukuthi azikho izikhali ezizobazelwa wena. Vele bazozenza izikhali ezizobazela, kodwa sikho esiyophumelela because uNkulunkulu unawe. Uthi lana, I give you authority, Luke 10:19, to trample on serpents and scorpions. Bathwele ngiyinyoka, bathwele ngani, siyazibona iyinyoka, sibona ini, when you've been given authority. Lalela, eyakhi business izoma, ayidinge kuhlanganiswa na anything. Elakhi ibandla lizoma, alidinge kuhlanganiswa nani. Because Christ Jesus has given you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, basically, and over all the power. Seyasummarize manje. Iyasummarize ukuthi wonke amandla okumnyama, noma ngabe avela kuphi, noma ngabe avela emanzini, noma ngabe avela eyintabeni, noma ngabe avela olwandle. Khona ezinye izinto esingeke sizikhulume la because siku-radio pulpit, khona bazokhubeka. But engifuna ukukusho, ngizokhuluma lokho okushiwo yizwi likaNkulunkulu, ukuthi when you've been given authority over all the power of the enemy, and the word of God says nothing shall by any means harm you. Bese uthi, hayi, but bangijikijela ngomcibisholo and iye yangithinta. Lalela, the one thing that you need to do is to lift up the shield of faith empilweni yakho. Because lithi imicibisholo kaSathane makabhiza ijikijela, ajikijela imikhonto, ajikijela ama-attacks ngapha nangapha. Uma wena uphakamisa isihlangu sokukholwa, the shield of faith, lithi you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Last year we spent so much time talking about the armor of God. We spoke about the weapons of the armor and how they serve us. Sesengabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Ngithi kulonyaka, please do not compromise ngensindiso yakho. Please do not downgrade yourself by going uyokhothama endaweni esingayi kuzo thina esingabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. Because thina, ours is a greater kingdom. Ours is a more powerful kingdom. Ours is the supreme God obusa phezu kwako konke. Lalela, lize lithizwe kaNkuluNkulu, if you read the book of Job chapter 1. Malikhuluma ngoJobe, uJobe waha, uSathane wahamba wayomcela uJobe, waze wacomplaina wathi, angithi wena umbiyele nxa zonke uJobe, angikhoni nokumthinta. And then uNkulunkulu wathi, it's fine, I'm going to remove my protection. In other words, ezinye izinto esindlula kuzo uNkulunkulu upermitile ukuthi sindlule lapho kulezo zinto lezo. But believe you me, he is a supreme God othi makangavumi ngeimpilo zethu angeke kuze kwenzakale lokho angakuvumelanga ukuthi kusehlele. Nawe empilweni yakho ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngo-2025 wena mawume phezu kwezithembiso zikaNkulunkulu, mawume phezu kwezwi likaNkulunkulu, uyophumelela nokuphumelela. USathane angeke aze akwenze lutho empilweni yakho. Uzophazamisa aveze izinto. Last week, two weeks back, we were talking about digging again. Sithi, you know, uIsaac was busy digging wells, abaFilisti aloka bizavala. USathane mhlambe kungenzeka ukuthi abe ngathi uyavala, but lalela wena, you need to just keep it moving because uNkulunkulu sekakunqobele. You are going to reach your destination and ama finances wakho azophila, ikhaya lakho lizophila, umshado wakho uzophila, ibandla lakho lizophila, ibusiness yakho izophila, mawurani isikole isikolo sakho sizophila, ikarriere yakho izophila, because umntana kaNkulunkulu, you are above and not beneath, you are the head and not the tail. Wena nje, you need to understand your spiritual authority. You need to know that you are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and if you are seated with Christ, hlala in that position with Christ. Ungasuki esihlalweni sakho sobukhosi bese uyahamba uyocompromiser into kaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, until next time lapho sizobheka khona ukuthi si prepare kanjani for 2025.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.